Sai Yu being asleep during the daytime, the master said, "Rotten wood cannot be carved. A wall of dirty earth will not receive the trowel. This Yu, what is the use of my reproving him?" The master said, "At first my way with men was to hear their words and give them credit for their conduct. Now my way is to hear their words and look at their conduct. It is from you that I have learned to make this change." The master said, "I have not seen a firm and unbending man." Someone replied, "There is Shan Cheng." "Cheng," said the master, "is under the influence of his passions. How can he be pronounced firm and unbending?" Su Kung said, "What I do not wish men to do to me, I also wish not to do to men." The master said, "Su, you have not attained to that." Su Kung said, "The master's personal displays of his principles and ordinary descriptions of them may be heard. His discourses about man's nature and the way of heaven cannot be heard." When Su Lu heard anything, if he had not yet succeeded in carrying it into practice, he was only afraid lest he should hear something else. Su Kung asked, saying, "On what ground did Kung Wan get that title of Wan?" The master said, "He was of an active nature, and yet fond of learning, and he was not ashamed to ask and learn of his inferiors. On these grounds, he has been styled Wan."